All right, so this interview is being conducted with Larry Bond for the purpose of discussing the Sea Control Tactical Analysis Game, also the Naval Tactical Analysis Game. I've seen the acronyms stand for different things in different places, depending on who's doing the quoting. So I think some people have taken some liberties with that. But once I find a primary source, I'll figure out what the actual acronym stands for. So Larry, we'll start with you. What was your commissioning source prior to joining the Navy? So how did you come to be in the United States Navy?
Through Officer Candidate School. I was already graduated and working in computers and got laid off in the recession of 75 and looking for another career path. I decided to join the Navy and went through there through OCS. I graduated in April of 75 and reported to my April 75. Now I have to go pull out my service record.
It's in the ballpark.
But yeah. It was the spring of 75, I think, and I reported to my first ship, USS McKean, in Seattle.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your career in the computer industry? What were you doing? So what was your undergraduate background? And then how did that lead to that job in the computer industry? What were you doing? Because I have a feeling that's going to come up later as we talk about this a little bit.
Well, certainly computers has played a huge role in what I've been doing since then. That started in high school. They wheeled an old ASR-33 teletype into the math class and said, "Hey, we're starting a computer club. You want to be in it?" And I said, "Shoot, sounds like fun." And so we learned BASIC. We learned, you know, BASIC programming. We're talking yellow tape, punch tape. We're talking, long printouts, hand-corrected, typed in the changes. But it interested me enough, so I decided to pursue a career in that. I went to the College of St. Thomas, where they had a quantitative methods major. And you learned computers. You learned operations research. I had a minor in math for a while, and then I switched over to business administration. But they're teaching assembly, they're teaching Fortran, they're everything. It's still very, these days, very low tech, you'd call it. I mean, we were all very excited when the first green screen monitor showed up in the computer center. It was like, ooh, green screen monitor. No teletypes anymore. And punch cards. But I did that. I graduated in 73 and got a job with what was then cutting edge outfit doing time sharing. This was taxes where they had pre-printed forms. The CPA was our client, would take those forms. Would fill out I don't know how to describe it. They'd I'm trying to remember how much data was put into it, but they typed in the information. Our computers did the math and determined what was a valid, deduction and everything else, and then we had a template that we had created where that matched the tax forms. So it would print out on a blank sheet of paper information at the correct location. We then had a clear acetate sheet with a tax form. We'd lay that on the photocopier, lay the printout on top of that, hit the copy button, and you had to complete a tax form. So, and this was all cutting edge. I mean, this was like, ooh, cool stuff. And I did that for a while, and then they laid me off, and I worked for another outfit that was also doing time sharing, and I was doing more general business applications. But I was not a huge fan of computer programming. It was, if you weren't interested in what you were programming, it became mind-numbingly boring. So I got out of that and chose to pursue an alternate career path.
So your alternate career path, mentioned the recession of 1975. Why did you decide to then join the Navy? What was it about the Navy